of the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, focused on what it is that most people are talking about, the facts behind the issues and the issues themselves. What's happening with you? Share it with us at 888-302-3684. When it comes to some of these issues, your opinions are important. Email them to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Email is a good way to connect. A lot of people like to use Facebook because it's fast. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. Regarding the violence at professional sporting events. This is an email
on the field or in the stands
from, let's see, who is this from? Scott in Arizona, listening to The Truth. Why not plant fan marshals at venues that monitor and wear the visiting team logo? Just hang out to see if anybody harasses them. Knowing this on a national level would certainly make folks think twice before physically assaulting another fan. This is a result of a discussion we had, I think, late last week, because we were talking about the fan who got pretty much killed.
Giants fan, yeah.
Yeah, the Giants fan. Authorities already do this on our streets by driving unmarked older cars to see if road rage is prevalent. Just my thoughts. I love that your show replaced the Washington News with John McCaslin. Thank you, sir. I love that we did, too.
So do we.
Yes, we do. All right, so McDonald's in the news today, or at least a McDonald's employee. She claims she was fired from her job at Mickey D's after she paid for a donation of food for firefighters. Heather Levia, single mother in nursing school, 8-year employee of Mickey D's, working the morning shift at the McDonald's in Olean, New York. She received a call from the Salvation Army, was asked if McDonald's could donate some food to local firefighters who had been called to a house fire earlier in the day. This is according to the local newspaper, anyway. This lady named Ms. Levia, did I pronounce it? Would you say Levia? L-E-V-I-A? Levia, Levia, not important.
Right. Right.
Anyway, she called the office, the McDonald's office, asked if the company would cover the cost, but the request was denied, so she and her coworkers pooled their money and paid $150 for the food and gave it to the firefighters. So word got back to corporate that they had done this, and after that, I guess what they didn't like was feeling obligated to pay for the firefighters' meals. Anyway, last Friday, she was fired. McDonald's has denied allegations that she was let go for the donations. The statement emailed sent to the Huffington Post over the weekend on behalf of the McDonald's owner, quote, "We are aware that certain allegations have been made concerning the reasons for Heather Levia's termination. Out of respect for her and her privacy, it would not be appropriate to comment in detail on the reasons she's no longer employed by our organization. Still, it should be pointed out that the allegations are absolutely not true. We'd never penalize an employee for showing appropriate gratitude for the work of firefighters." And so then, Ms. Levia, this is the era of social media and Facebook, she posts the following, quote, "I've been with the McDonald's for 8 years. Today I was terminated because local firefighters called for donations for food. The McDonald's company denied the request for donations to help support the firefighters. So three of the employees paid out of our pocket to feed these firemen. Asking the office before answering yes or no to these firemen, I was told I swore and I hung up on the office worker." That's what the office, so the people in the corporate office say that she called them something and swore at them and then hung up.
There we go.
And that's why she was fired. All right? So, I mean, I've had things, people have claimed things about me when they get let go that aren't true. So I understand this. So it's hard to know what's true and what isn't. Any gut reaction to this, Kenny?
Well, personally, I think it sounds like McDonald's is really screwing over. This is somebody who worked for them for 8 years.
Yeah, if they're going to get rid of her, why did it take them 8 years to get rid of her?
And one of the stories that I saw about this was one of the firemen heard that the employees paid out of their own pocket, mm-hmm. and he called corporate to complain. Why? And then they got...
Oh, because they paid for it instead
because
of them.
Because these employees who are making minimum wage pulled out the money out of their pocket to pay for the firefighters when he felt that the restaurant should have stepped in instead of making them.
Well,
why are we donating food to the firefighters? What did they? What was
why
the,
did they get
what
the
backstory?
They normally eat at the firehouse, and the taxpayer pays for it. So they've been there for a long time. I think that's a good question. What's the story behind the story with the reason for paying them or for having them have food while they're on duty?
They had responded that morning to a fire that was in the neighborhood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they'd been there for a long time and couldn't get any food.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What do you think, Richie?
I think McDonald's is going to have egg on their face, an egg McMuffin on their face. I, if you have an employee there for 8 years, mm-hmm. obviously that was a good employee.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can say that you wanted to get rid of her for other reasons. Mm-hmm. They're going to end up with egg on their face on this one.
888-302-3684. Coming up, the story of a new way to sell Girl Scout cookies. So listen up, those of you who are... What do they call them? Scout mothers, scout leaders. If you're in charge of a group of Girl Scouts that are going to be selling cookies, this is an idea you might want to embrace. And then again, you might not. Well, we'll find out. And meanwhile, here's something that men and women are embracing. The prostate supplement that has hit the shelves called PT9. Actually, not the shelves. You just call the company and they'll ship it to you direct so you don't have to go to the store and get it off the shelf. Save a little money that way and you get a product that is absolutely superb when it comes to feeding the prostate, keeping it healthy. It's like most other things. You got to feed your liver to keep it working well, feed your heart to keep it working well, feed your body well to keep everything working. But this PT9 is specifically geared with 8 ingredients to feed your prostate. So you have fewer trips to the bathroom. Everything will be working better. You'll be more comfortable and relaxed. The makers of PT9 are so confident that the product that's being offered for all of you is the best. They're going to give you a little extra. When you call this number to order PT9, ask for the Doug Steffen special, 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. There are plenty of benefits from taking this supplement, PT9. Healthy is the way I would describe myself. I take this stuff. Well, if you're in your 40s and beyond, you should be feeding especially all of the, with natural things, all of the parts of your body that need attention as you get older. That's all this is really all about. 800-811-3790. Plus the fact that if the prostate's healthy, you're not going to be getting up in the middle of the night 2 or 3 times, which is what happens to guys when they get to be Richie's age and older. 800-811-3790. So your wife, your spouse, whoever you're sleeping with is going to like it a lot more because you're not waking them up as you get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. That's why as many women call this number as men to order PT9, the supplement for prostate health. 800-811-3790.
Millions are watching the new Star Pack Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. This week, the stars keep coming with Denzel Washington, Adam Sandler, Dierks Bentley, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Paul Rudd, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaun White, Iron Mike Tyson. And tonight, Jimmy's got Reese Witherspoon, Fred Armisen, and Rick Ross.
We have a great show tonight.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, followed by the premiere of Late Night with Seth Meyers, tonight on NBC.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
This Thursday, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally facing battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns Thursday night at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
How many of you know what a buzzer beater is? This is March Madness time. When does actually March Madness starts? Duh, probably next week in March.
Yeah.
End of college basketball, right?
Yeah, first week of March.
Buzzer beaters, Cinderella stories, nothing beats... Say it again, Doug. There it is. Nothing beats March Madness. You can catch it all with wings, your favorite sauces, only at Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for NCAA March Madness.
They got a TV everywhere in those joints.
Really? Okay. So those of you who are fans, I there are plenty of Girl Scout cookie flavors that I actually really, really like. They're finding a new way to sell their cookies. Story at DougSteffen.com. Listen up, moms. If you're running a troop of Girl Scouts, a group of them set up shop at a medical marijuana dispensary in Phoenix. A few days after this, a young lady sold dozens of cookie boxes outside a San Francisco pot dispensary. 8-year-old Lexi Menez, returning to the TruMed dispensary in Phoenix for the same purpose. The girl's mother got the idea after reading about what happened in San Francisco. For me, this isn't anything controversial. Not at all. It's medication. It's no different than standing in front of the Walgreens.
What are you teaching your 8 or 9 year old girl that people get high and they get the munchies?
Yeah.
Let's go take advantage of their... either medical disability.
Is that a narrow-minded point of view, though, Richie? We're here to help the Girl Scouts.
Well, it's all good that the Girl Scouts get a little help out of it, but I don't want my kid sitting in front of a bar or a marijuana establishment waiting for the drunkards to walk out and having a case of the munchies.
Spokeswoman for the Girl Scouts in Arizona said selling in front of marijuana dispensaries isn't something the organization would encourage. Really?
Yeah.
It's up to the parents themselves. All right. Well, listen. Where is Cheech and Chong be good salespeople for Girl Scout cookies, don't you think? People flock them.
They should put their picture on the box.
Right, exactly. How about if you, in one of the cookies, put a little hash in the cookies themselves?
Hashtag.
21 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Week in 1985, David Lee Roth reinvigorating, some would say, California Girls. Doesn't sound like, well, you ought to find the original. Let's compare this one to the original one, Richie, when you find
that. Nah, he didn't want to sound like the original one.
He didn't want to sound.
Wow. I wanted to update it a little bit.
Yeah, but I think it sounds somewhat like the. I think it sounds somewhat.
Yeah, but Dave is. He's Diamond Dave. He's going to sound a little different.
Diamond Dave.
Yeah.
All right, so number one or two, I forget which one, but this is the week in 1985. This song was big. David Lee Roth, who had been with the...
Van Halen.
Van Halen group, yeah. Okay.
And is again.
Is he now? Yeah. He did okay. Not great, but he did all right as a song.
This album, he had... two or three good hits after, and this album was actually very good.
Yeah. All right. Wish they all could be California Girls. Music in the spotlight here on the Good Day program, 25 minutes after the hour. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is, I suppose you got to figure this out on your own. We have some audio, but mostly the video is what you want to see at DougStephan.com. The folks at DHL, which is a, like FedEx and UPS, mostly they ship overseas, tricked other delivery services into unwittingly advertising for them. You can listen to this for a moment, kind of catch the drift of it, watch the video. Is it a prank or clever marketing might be the question you ask after you listen to and watch our video of the day at DougStephan.com.
In many countries, DHL has more locations, more vehicles, and more employees. That's why DHL is faster. However, to communicate this with a classic advertising campaign is expensive. So why couldn't the competitors advertise for DHL? For that purpose, giant packages were taped all over with thermoactive foil and cooled down below the freezing point. this way, the competitors picked up a black package that transformed back at temperatures above freezing and delivered the message in the most beautiful colors.
That's great.
To addresses in the city that were not that easy to find.
That's beautiful.
After all, they were paid reasonably. The result, an innovative way to communicate. And everyone played along. Well, almost everyone.
Knowing or not.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Clever. I would say that was clever. Would you say that was clever?
Very clever.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Clever stuff. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, so is this clever? From the clever department, now that the Winter Olympics are over, there's a very interesting reality in Russia called the Russian Grand Prix. I'm not sure I quite understand what this is all about, Kenny. This is an auto racing circuit that's going to visit Russia, and they're going to use this facility. Is that what they're going to do?
Yeah, for the first time, I think it's the European Formula One races are going to Russia. And they're going to use some of the some of what they built for the Winter Olympics. They're going to slightly retool it so they can make it into a racing track.
Mm-hmm. So
they do this. They bring that race to Baltimore every Memorial Day. Right. And they shut down the streets of Baltimore and race through Baltimore.
Actually, yeah. So it's like Fast and Furious.
No, these are Formula One cars.
Well, but I mean, it's the same kind of stuff. I'm zooming around.
A couple hundred miles an hour. Sure.
By the way, Paul Walker is in a movie that's coming out in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about that in the next half hour here.
That's a good trick.
On Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Love, companionship, and zip. That's what Fido, Fluffy, and other furry animals can give you. Maybe you need a pet. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. And having a pet might help you stay healthier. According to a study by the American Heart Association, a dog wins out in the pet category. Why? Because it needs a walk or two every day. To quote Dr. Thomas Lee, a cardiologist and professor at Harvard Medical School, there isn't evidence that other animals like cats are associated with better outcomes. That's certainly true in Japan, where scientists studied thousands of dog owners and found that over half of them were much more likely to exercise than people who didn't have a dog. But dogs, cats, birds, and even gerbils and guinea pigs, I draw the line at fish, all have one big benefit. They're good companions, there to greet you when you come home and keep you company when getting out is difficult. Tomorrow, pet adoptions for seniors and getting help with an animal's medical bills. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I'm Tim Austin, Senior Vice President at Kmart. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Kmart and our associates across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Legs, the facts, the opinion, all the things that are here to discuss, courtesy of Rich and Kenny and Doug. The ladies were off today. Jennifer, I think, back tomorrow. 888-302 Doug is one way to be in touch. The email address is Doug and Ken and Rich at DougStefan.com. Help yourself to that. Facebook.com/ Good Day Show. On Twitter, there is some conversation about those shirtless men who are serving up the hot cups of Joe from last week. What sort of things are people saying about that, Kenny?
Oh, I didn't see anybody saying anything about that.
Story. I'm the only one who's saying something
that's
about
the story. That's the story of the coffee shop in Spokane. There are a lot of coffee shops in the Northwest that have what they refer to as bikini baristas.
Yeah.
It's like Hooters, but for right? coffee.
Yeah.
Right. So this place is going for the female customers.
Really?
With attractive men with no shirts on.
You think women are that shallow?
I wonder what they're using for stirrers.
Next. Jesse Metcalf, by the way, who plays Christopher Ewing, who is in the, I guess, what, tonight is the return of Dallas on TNT. So we have Jesse visiting with us in a few minutes here. I wonder, he's a good-looking guy. He's the good one.
Right. You'll remember him. Yeah, I think he plays
the bad one. Was with us last year, I think,
right,
wasn't
right.
he? So we had the bad one on before, now we got the good one on. All right, so that's coming up in a few. Give us 4 or 5 minutes here. Meanwhile, there are other things to report today. A late-breaking study of obesity came out over the weekend. I don't know that this is news, though. I mean, don't all of us know that obesity is the second most serious cause of death, premature death in our country? 334,000 deaths last year attributed directly to obesity as the second biggest cause of premature death. People in their 30s, 40s, 50s dying because they have over 20% body fat. That's really something. That's got to shake people up. I would think it would anyway. Obesity associated with illness, disability, as well as death. Major risk factor for breast cancer, not only in women, but in men. You realize how much the increase in breast cancer among men, the tumor sizes and that sort of thing in men? And the thing that makes this more damning, if you go back in history 100 years, the average person ate less than 10 pounds of sugar a year. Today, the average person in our country eats 100 pounds of sugar a year. That's 50% of a person, the average person's carbohydrate intake for the day is in sugar. And the real recommendation from most of the health experts is that 10% of your diet should come from sugar, back to where it was 100 years ago. And if you look at the food that supposedly is fat-free, there's a lot of sugar in a lot of that fat-free food. Manufacturers replace fat calories with sugar calories so that it comes, when they put the nutrition label on it, it doesn't look the same. It's really amazing how what obesity does, strains the muscles in the pelvic area, weakens muscles in women and men. Child safety seat manufacturers begun to make bigger models because 250,000 children who would have to ride in a car seat are too big to fit in the standard model.
Nothing more sad than to see an overweight
kid. Oh my God, isn't that awful? The Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity at Yale did this study. Half of the people surveyed reported they would give up a year of their life rather than be fat. Airlines spent $275 million last year on 350 million additional gallons of fuel to compensate for the additional weight of their passengers. Who would have ever figured that one out? $275 million to buy additional fuel because the planes are heavier. Because people are so doggone fat.
So back to the conversation, should skinny people pay less for airfare?
Maybe there's a class action lawsuit here. I'm thinking that may be the case, Richie. There were more people in the world last year who are overweight than malnourished. What is it, 14 million children in America go to bed hungry every night? But there are 28 million children in America who are overweight. Big time overweight. Wow. So how does this 300, I'm trying to figure out what this number comes to around the world. It's like 3 million people die of being overweight or obese every year. And the number around the world has increased thanks to our fast food being, we culturally share that. Remember when I went to China, the guy said Western corruptions were ruining their country? When I went into Mao's tomb and came out the back door, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken store there.
When I go to Colombia with my wife and we take the family down there, I can see, I look for and do not see obese people.
Mm-hmm.
You see some people that are overweight, but you don't see obesity. And most, I would say 95% of people, 90% of people are average weight and in shape. And, you know, in Bogota, the big city with 12 million, 13 million people.
Yeah.
You just don't see obese people walking down the street there.
No. No, I don't know. It's very frustrating. It's kind of sad when you get down to it, but I thought you needed to hear that report. 20 minutes before the hour, we meet Jesse Metcalf in a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While the holidays are over, there is still plenty of time remaining in winter travel season. Whether you are looking to get out of the cold or ski the slopes, make sure your trip doesn't break the bank. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Booking flights, hotels, and car rentals well in advance for winter travel can help you get the best price. Also, using a flexible travel rewards credit card can help offset travel costs. Many travel rewards cards limit points purchases to airfare or black out the dates you want to travel. However, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card has the flexibility you need with the freedom to use points as you wish, from ski rentals to attractions. It's simple to earn points, and they add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, you'll automatically earn an annual 10% customer points bonus on your total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Ooh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Rylabone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Rylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
Now, 17 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and I have with us Jesse Metcalf. I was thinking about you, Jesse, when I saw my... I have these daily motivational things that come across my computer. A lot of people have them. And the statement today, in motivational terms, it's possible to live your dreams. I've got to think that Jesse Metcalf, in terms of being a young actor coming up, to get the opportunity to play Christopher Ewing, that's got to be something that helps you to achieve what your dreams are. Am I right?
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, definitely. You know, when this opportunity first came to me, I was a little hesitant, you know, because I didn't really know how they were going to do this revival successfully. I kind of thought of Dallas as this quintessentially 80s show. But they did it. You know, they made it relevant and contemporary. And, you know, we're in the middle of shooting our third season now. So I guess it's a success.
All right, so here's, I'm going to pay you a little bit of a tribute. I don't know you, you don't know me, we've never spoken before. And I was not a fan of the original Dallas, frankly. But when this one came back, I think the first episode I saw was riding on a plane someplace. And I thought the way that you played the sort of good guy, and it's the part of your cousin is played by, remind me of his name because I can't remember it.
Josh,
that's it, right, okay. So the two of you, your looks, your demeanor, I suppose good casting would bring you around to being able to find people like you and Josh, but it sort of recaptured in me, well, I don't even recapture because I watched it once in a while, but I didn't really get digging around in it, but this thing seems to be spicy. I don't know whether it's the chicks. I don't know what it is, but...
You know what? It's a more contemporary take. It's the same themes. It's the same type of storylines. But I mean, you know, back when the original show was made, a lot of it was shot single camera. You know, the production value, I don't think was nearly as high. And these characters are a lot less black and white, like, you know, J.R. and Bobby were in the original series. There's a lot more gray area. In a lot of ways, they're a bit more interesting.
Well, the previews would have us believe that there was more intrigue. How has the death of Hagman affected all of this? I mean, there's some obvious stuff, but maybe you have to make Bobby into a different character, and I wonder if your character is going to change, because, I mean, that's the sense I get from looking at the original or the early on trailers promoting the fact that the show returns to TNT tonight, as a matter of fact.
You know, well, obviously it's affected us all personally a great deal, but it's been the job of the writers and our creator, Cynthia Cidre, to fill that void. You know, and I think a lot of people are going to be tuning in this season to see how that's done and if it's done successfully. And I think it has been. There's a lot of other characters that really step up and fill that sort of nasty, evil character description.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, you know, J.R.'s son, John Ross, sort of steps up into his father's shoes and is a much more formidable presence in this season of the show. But, you know, it's an ensemble cast, you know, great actors, I think, and really quality writing.
Well, a lot of the same people that were in the original came back to support this, and not just cameos. They're involved in the storylines all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. So they gave it their stamp of approval, and, you know, it's a privilege to be working with them and sharing the screen with them.
What did you do before this? What would we remember you for, Jesse?
Well, I think most notably probably Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, he got to play the lawn guy on Desperate Housewives. And
exactly.
And
the lawn guy.
Oh, yeah.
Now I remember. Yeah, lucky. Now I remember. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, there's many nights I watched that show and called you a jerk, Jesse. Jealous. Okay. All guys were jealous.
Right. How much freedom does this program give you to do other stuff if you want to? This is sort of an abbreviated season. The stuff on a lot of these cable channels doesn't go as long as the normal season on some of the established networks. So what else is Jesse Metcalf doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, like you said, you know, it's a dream shooting schedule. We basically work 6 months out of the year, and then we get the summers off. So, you know, it gives us time to pursue other interests, travel, and, you know, look for some film work in the hiatus. That's what I plan on doing this offseason.
You are. So what's your life like? You married, have children? What's Jesse do when he's not working?
No, I'm in a long-term relationship. I have a home up in the Hollywood Hills above Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. We have a dog, you know, so I have a nice home life, and, you know, obviously enjoy a bit of travel, and, you know, we spend time with our friends and stuff like that, you know. So I have a pretty normal life outside of the crazy entertainment industry.
Well, so, but when you're walking around the streets of Hollywood, because there's so many tourists there, people see you and they say, hey.
You have TMZ all over you
all
the time.
Yeah.
You know what? Not really. You know, I sort of checked out of that whole arena, you know, and I think if you keep a relatively low profile,
exactly,
they get bored of you.
Right.
Well, I don't think people know.
You need to be falling out of restaurants drunk for them to follow you around.
Exactly. I did enough of that already.
But it's kind of silly in a sense. Yeah, it's become a TMZ world for some who want to play. But if you don't, you can blend in. I'm in Santa Monica, and I see people all the time wandering around, and nobody pays any attention to them. The tourists do, but the locals don't pay. No, I mean,
Alex Baldwin just announced today that he's going to be moving out of New York because he wants his child to live a normal life. And Alex Baldwin, the guy's hysterical, but he brings on a lot of the attention himself. So bottom line is, you're right. If you kind of just, if you want to be noticed, you get noticed. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want them to run it, don't say anything.
Right. So hello. Hi. Goodbye.
They won't run it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I want to be with my girlfriend. I want to be with my dog. Leave me alone, please. And you don't go running around town and an Aston Martin or some flashy car that's painted red or yellow and scream up to the lights and look around and see, hey, everybody know it's me? Yoo-hoo, it's me. All right.
Hey, listen, if you ever need a fill-in for your part, you know, when you're hanging out with the hot-looking chicks on these nighttime soap opera things, give us a call, all right?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, man. I'll keep you guys in mind.
Thanks.
All right, Jesse, thanks. Good luck with this. Dallas returns to TNT tonight. Jesse Metcalf, who plays Christopher Ewing, who's the adopted son of Bobby and his first wife, Pam, plays one of the good guys in it. But I think the season's going to change a little bit. It feels like there's a different sort of a story.
It's got an edge to it.
Yep. All right, 51 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
How wonderful it is to hear this. And you just picture the hummingbird and that series of excerpts from This Whistle While You Work, performed with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That's the name of the movie. Got an honorary Oscar this week in 1939.
I was just reading the story to my daughter last night.
How many people can remember the words to this? Typical Walt Disney sort of music. Right, when you get right down to it. Whistle while you work. Dougie is a jerk. La 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 la. Somebody sang that to me when I was younger. All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We're going to be discussing the results of the box office totals. I'll tell you what I saw over the weekend and what I thought of it. Chucker will, I'm sure, tell you what he thought of what went on at the box office over the weekend. That comes right up here in discussion on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda-certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
All right, Chuck Curry is here. Let's discuss the movies that we saw before we get the box office totals, Chucker, for the weekend. You may, because you're the guest, probably not really. You've been here almost as long doing this program as I have been. What did you see over the weekend?
I went to see 3 Days to Kill with acid Kevin Costner. You know, you could argue it's nothing more than a glorified B-film, but I enjoyed it. I like Kevin Costner.
I saw it. I thought it was exactly... Well, it wasn't what I expected, and I kind of hesitated to go because I don't like a lot of violence. And in this circumstance, I thought the story between him and his daughter and his former wife was a good story, and there was an interesting story, sort of subplot line with a family that's, had squatted in his place in Paris.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. You know, some critics say the movie has a bad script, but I actually thought it had an inventive script.
Yeah.
So some of those little plot points I thought were pretty interesting, well thought out, and entertaining. Yeah. And the girl who plays his daughter in the movie, Haley Steinfeld, she's the girl from True Grit. With Jeff Bridges.
And the other one,
really
the chick,
good also.
The hot CIA chick, I don't think I recognized her.
That's Amanda Heard. She's engaged to Johnny Depp.
Oh, really?
She's very beautiful.
Ah, okay. All right, got that. So I also saw 20 Feet from Stardom, which is a documentary about all of the really great women who have been backup singers for all of the really great groups and artists in music, kind of like in the same tone as the story of the Funk Brothers and the Wrecking Crew, the musicians in Detroit and Los Angeles. This was cut out of that same cloth. I thought it was very
compelling. Did you see that in a movie theater or at home?
Yeah. No, I saw it in a movie theater. Yep. And I also saw 12 Days a Slave, which I had not really been eager to see.
Wow, that's some powerful stuff. This
I saw it and I thought it was a something that I was happy to have seen when I walked out of the theater.
I agree with you. You know, somebody asked me yesterday what I think should win the Oscar for Best Picture. I always look at the Oscar for Best Picture if it's an important subject and it could get a stamp of approval for its legacy. I would give it to that film because, one, it's very well made, it's very powerful, and I think it's important. So that would be my...
But you know what? The way that sometimes these things are done, there's an obvious outcome of it. You don't like slavery, you don't like the Southerners, you like the Nazis, and you know all of that stuff. But it was the story is well told. All right, how did we do at the box office over the weekend?
The Lego Movie number one for the third straight weekend, doing very well. $31 million in business, 183 in 3 weeks of release. Warner Brothers already announced the summer 2017 release date for the film sequel to 3 Days to Kill, with Kevin Costner plays second, $12.3 million. That on a $28 million budget, which is pretty good. The action movie Pompeii did just $10 million this opening weekend, placed third.
Horrible.
That on a $100 million budget, although that's designed to play overseas. RoboCop placed fourth, 9.4. And the Monuments Men placed at 8.158 million.
So that's been pretty steady, staying in the top
five
for a movie.
Month.
Yeah, it's a good movie. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you for wrapping it up for us. Chuck Curry here, our movie man, every day on the Good Day program. 59 past the hour now.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.